106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a sensation sweeping the nation. I can't believe this. Kevin is never left in the dust when it comes to trends and what is hot.
Sure.
And when he said that there is a cartoon movie that's on Netflix, man, I couldn't have been more out.
That's so true. We're like, okay, loser.
But he's not wrong about this because the whole country, Katie, is going crazy. And not kids.
Mm-hmm.
Adults. Adults are losing their minds over what movie, Kevin?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
It's called K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, it's on Netflix right now, and it is the best if you're into K-pop, or not even into K-pop, if you just like a good story. This movie is like so good. The soundtrack is good.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are there a K-pop band?
So they are a very well-known K-pop group, okay? It comprises of three people: Rumi, Zoe, and Mira, okay? You follow their life. They are half K-pop singers, half demon hunters.
What?
Right.
They use their voices
okay.
to create something called the Hanmoon, which is like a barrier for the demons.
Who are the demons?
They're demons.
Oh,
they don't need names. They're demons.
You know demons.
But, plot twist.
Okay.
The K-pop group that they're up against is an all-boy group called the Soulja Boys, and they're all demons.
Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boys.
Soulja Boy.
Wait a second. They're up against? What does that mean?
So it's like a... They're trying to win over the fan base.
So are they trying to, like, seduce them?
Yes, by the songs of their voice.
So it's not pure.
Is it a competition show?
There is a music competition aspect of it.
Hmm, okay.
But, okay, no, all the action, it lines up so beautifully.
And this is a cartoon for children, correct?
For children, but now adults are all in it. They have a fan base for each of the characters, like
Who are the characters?
Rumi, Zoe, and Mira. I personally think Zoe is my idol.
Why?
Like, you know, because she's just like me. She's fun. She can rap. She sings. She raps.
She is like
she's
you.
She's just a big personality. And people are like going into this full on like big K-pop fans.
All right.
Somebody texted in and said my daughter loves that movie.
Yeah, you're gonna love it too.
Okay, but you're 31 years old.
It's not just children, though. We work with somebody who's another grown man who's obsessed.
This is their hit song called Golden, okay?
Okay, their hit song. It's a cartoon.
They just released it.
I was a ghost. I was alone.
It's building.
Certainly sounds like somebody who hunts demons.
Wait, you gotta wait.
Wait, you stupid
bitch. It's building up. If you see the movie, it builds up to us. Oh, this is Zoe. Uh-oh.
Ah!
Cue Mira. Yes.
This is somebody else singing?
This is Mira.
Go for Mira.
Uh-huh. They sound the same.
Okay, now who's coming up next?
I'm done hiding now. I'm shining.
Okay.
This is Rumi. She's doing the dramatic. She's going into her wardrobe now. Yes. Yes. And then she puts on her clothes.
Yes.
Okay. And here it comes, the drop.
We're going
I wish people could see Kevin.
Kevin is fists right. in the air.
Does it not just bring up your mood?
Oh, it did. I mean, it's fun music. It's, again.
They hunt demons.
Okay, hold on. It is a fake K-pop group.
Voiced by real K-pop artists.
They sing.
Uh-huh.
But then they also hunt demons.
Yeah, they hunt while they sing.
Okay, so, and the demons are another boy K-pop band
boy group.
That are trying to seduce the fans
through
their voice.
Yes, Katie.
And so they have to protect the fandom
mm-hmm.
from
through the sound
Soulja
of their
Boys.
Voice.
And that's Soulja Boy.
No, Soulja Boys.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a fever dream that Kevin had.
No, yeah, not a fever dream. It's the number one movie in America right now.
It actually is the number
K-pop
one movie
Demon
on
Hunters.
It's the number one movie on Netflix. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy for you that you're happy.
Your kids would love it, honestly.
I think
you
my
guys need to watch it and just be immersed in the in how it's thought of.
I think my daughter would probably like
God,
it.
Your daughter would love it. You would hear a repeat. I'm currently on 55 plays of the Golden Song.
My my daughter's a lot like President Trump. Like, she loves things that have her own name in it. So she does a lot of, like, if I tell her there's a character in here named Zoe, the only thing is she might be upset about the fact that they're fighting demons and they
and not embracing them.
Yeah, my daughter's a big fan of
that. Sounds like her.
Big fan of the dark. So
yeah.
Well, Kevin, I'm happy for you.
I've watched it 8 times.
Oh, that is
wow.
That is excessive.
I need you to have sex with a woman.